Finally today, Kansas City, Kansas is known for its swing and jazz, not so much for polkas or Slavic music. But among accordion enthusiasts, Kansas City native Don Lipovac is a legend. The 75-year-old musician was once recognized as America's best accordion player, and his fame reaches across the Atlantic. As reporter Alana Gordon from station KCUR reports, there's more to the accordion than polka.
Don Lipovac discovered his musical calling at an early age.
I started playing when I was 4 years old. I had a little folk instrument my grandfather gave to me. It was a Slovenian type of instrument, which is a button accordion.
Lipovac quickly picked up the Slovenian folk tunes and church hymns his mother would sing. And by the age of 11, he was able to pick up, literally, a full-sized accordion. It weighed about 28 pounds. He became a master of the instrument, at one point soloing with the Kansas City Philharmonic. Lipovac's real love is European folk music, like this Romanian gypsy medley he arranged. Music from playing with local musicians around the Strawberry Hill neighborhood of Kansas City, Kansas, where he grew up. At the time, the area was home to a bustling community of Slavic immigrants, many of whom worked at the packing houses across the river. Lipovac soon developed a regular network of gigs at local churches, hotels, and restaurants. A lot of those places have since closed, but you can still catch him at events like St. John's Annual Social. Lipovac tells me the instrument just makes sense to him. It's perfect for European music.
Like if you go to France, you know, when you hear this. Well, the end rolls, it sounds right on accordion. Or if you play Polish music. You know, it has that's correct sound, you know. If you play it on a different instrument, it doesn't sound as authentic.
Lipovac is pretty well known in European accordion circles, at least according to Sam Schublum. The accordion part salesman is sitting outside at the St. John's Annual Social. He says whenever he travels to the region of Italy where most of the world's accordion parts are made, people ask about Lipovac.
And there's one little old man over there named Paolo Brandoni. It's a little town of about 10,000 people, so as soon as you show up in town, everybody knows you're there. And Paolo Brandoni will always hunt me down, and he'll find, he'll say, and then you're telling me the truth. How is Mr. Lipovac? And he's internationally known, and sometimes you'd think locally anonymous. There's people around here that have no idea who he is, but you get over at Castelfidardo, he's a big man.
Lipovac's been in the national spotlight, too. He's in the National Polka Hall of Fame. In 1958, he won the country's top accordion honor, the U.S. Accordion Championship, and then placed fourth in the world competition. Shortly after all of that, Lipovac appeared on national television. It was his rendition of a Slovenian polka that caught the attention of Lawrence Welk.
We would like to have a sample. In fact, your tape sounded real wonderful, and I want you to play the same way here. Okay?
Beyond performing, Lipovac's documented and arranged hundreds of songs that many American musicians only knew by ear. He's also taught hundreds of students in area schools.
Because it was dying out, and we wanted the young people to perform it, you know, because we didn't want to be the only ones ever to play it.
Don orchestrated all of it. He's a musical genius.
Monica Gross-Didier, whose grandparents moved to Kansas City from Croatia, used to be in Lipovac's Tamburica group. It's an ensemble of traditional Croatian string instruments, and they practice right here at St. John's.
He got 50 kids together when a lot of us didn't even want to be there on a Saturday morning, and he coordinated all of it, and I owe him all of my music background.
Gross-Didier doesn't play anymore, but she says the experience was central in helping her connect with her own heritage. Goran Dordovic emigrated to Kansas City from Bosnia in 1999. Dordovic says he mostly listened to rock growing up. Pink Floyd's a favorite. But he says the traditional music he's been drawn to speaks more to his own experiences in the region.
A lot of stuff that is expressing its war itself, you know, how we went through in the war, then what we try to express here. We're immigrants here.
Goran now plays in a local Croatian tamburica group that's actually a spin-off of the one Lipovac used to direct. He says one of his goals is to bring it a little more up-to-date with some newer songs and styles. Still, he says he appreciates the older traditional music and Lipovac's role in preserving it.
All right, is everybody ready to dancing?
On stage, Lipovac gets ready for an evening social.
Okay, polka time!
And with that, the dance area fills with people, young and old, bouncing to the polkas and other tunes they've come to rely on and expect from the local accordion legend and his band. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon in Kansas City.
That's going to do it for our program today. You can download a full song from Don Lipovac from our website. And while you're there, check out the video of the Accordion Hall of Famer performing. That's all at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a great weekend.